Welcome to Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis from mystical Mount Shasta, California, and in the shadow of... No, we don't do that anymore. It's mystical Mount Shasta, California. Mystic Radio is brought to you by Freedom with Joy. If it's Wednesday or Sunday, it is Mystic Radio. Now, Robin and I welcome our listeners from all over the world to call the show today. It's your calls and questions that make our live call-in show so intriguing. So pick up the phone. I'm going to give you the phone numbers. I know you think about it. So to talk to Robin today, anywhere in the country, give us a call. The toll-free number is 888-298-5569. Locally in Seattle, 425-373-5527.
And I'm so happy to be here. This is Robin Alexis. And as you can tell, my voice seems pretty strong today. I'm very happy about that. And Bob and I are so honored to be with you during the Sacred Hour of Healing that's once a week. Thank you for joining us today and for telling your family and friends about Mystic Radio. As many of you know, Mystic Radio is an experience, not an explanation. You just got to be open-minded. So remember, our goal is to provide you with the self-empowerment to make your own decisions based on your own discernment. We do encourage you to never surrender your free will or personal responsibility to me or to anyone else. So if you hear something from me, it's up to you to discern whether it resonates to you or not. Don't just go blindly along with whatever I channel, because nobody's 100% perfect, right? So it's up to us to be our own discernment filter. So the intention of Mystic Radio continues to be, we want you to enhance your own ability to know, trust, and act upon your own knowing. Bob?
If you have a metaphysical question, take these numbers down and give us a call as soon as somebody hangs up. The toll-free number is 888-298-5569. Locally in Seattle, the phone number is 425-373-5527. Call us now. Now, when you call in, you have one question to ask Robin, so make it a good one. She can be of service to you in many ways. She can teach you how to get the clarity about the choices you have to make in life, or she can rebalance your energy. Whatever your personal or professional concerns are, Robin is present right now to take your calls for this 1 hour a week. Robin is extremely efficient at getting powerful psychic information for you very quickly live on the air. So once again, take these numbers down. As soon as somebody hangs up, give us a call. The toll-free number, 888-298-5569. Locally in Seattle, 425-373-5527. Now, we have a great show for you coming up with our courageous callers. Now, callers, all of you on hold, please take your phone off speaker and turn off your radio or computer before you get on the call with Robin.
And Bob and I do hear every single week, after all these years of being on the show, we still have people tell us that they forget to call in or listen to the show. So we do suggest that, to help you remember, you set your cell phone alarm on repeat for noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern time on Wednesdays, and put in your phone the radio.
We're good today, aren't we?
Oh boy, I just started downloading a whole group of something. Whoa, that must be for one of the callers.
You need to go back
anyway,
to the phone
let's
number.
Come back to the script. The phone number here. Told you it was an experience, not an explanation. So the toll-free number to put in your phone is 888-298-5569, and then you'll never forget to listen to a call into Mystic Radio again. Three.
I'm going to play the gong. You answered me before the question. Three gongs coming up for Robin today.
To open the energy, and it's
clearing,
very
and opening
open.
The energy.
Woo, it's strong today. Wowza. We've got an intergalactic federation conference going on here.
Oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. Well, then, our callers are really going to have a great experience.
Yeah, they are
today.
Interesting people. I can tell that already.
Okay, let's go to our first caller, and it's our old friend Linda from Illinois. Linda, welcome to Mystic Radio. You are on with Robin Alexis.
Hello, hello.
How can we help you?
I do have my alarm set for Wednesdays.
That's so great, Linda. Thank you.
Let you all know. I'd like, if there's any finances to clear up, any past life blockages that are keeping me from... Having more money?
Yeah. Well, I've noticed last week when you called in and this week that there's almost like a pause going on in your brainwave patterning. And I think that's inhibiting a lot of things from flowing naturally and organically. So that's where I'm going to, the guys are straightening me out. They're saying that the beings who came and started speaking in light language at the beginning of the show are actually here for you. They are saying that you're spending a lot of time outside of your body and you're not, well, maybe you're aware of it. Are you aware that sometimes you're not in your body, Linda?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. So they're saying that you're spending a lot of time outside of your physicality, that you've been being in communication with different beings from different realms, and that that has pulled you off center in your ability to receive in your human self that which you need to sustain yourself in your human form. So what we need to do is recalibrate a negotiation here, that if in fact you're going to continue to do that sort of spiritual mystical work that many of us do, but we don't get paid for, none of us can afford to be doing it at our own expense. And that's essentially what I'm saying to you, Linda, is that your soul spirit has been out doing mystical work with different beings on behalf of the well-being of this planet and everyone on it. But we need to sync you back up so that if you're going to keep doing that, you're able to actually ground yourself and receive what you need. And we are going to work with finances because there's nothing more 3D than that, right? So let's track your, and oh yeah, that's definitely disrupted. Okay, so brainwave patterns, no wavelength. So we're going to track it back. I wonder if it's going to go into particle form, and it does. So we're going to subthionic response particles. Oh yeah, they're all doing some kind of weird thing here. So let's back up and see if we can circle around that. And okay, there it is right there. So here's what it is. There were some beings who knew that you didn't know that you were having out-of-body experiences and that you were doing benevolent things. And these things that are aware that you weren't aware are hijacking your support system. And so that's what's going on. So we're going to have to clear those creatures and just let them know that they're not welcome around you. Yeah, or any of us who are choosing love and choosing to bring forth the light. You guys can all just take a hike. No, let's try to be civil about this in the intergalactic realm. Okay, so let's call them out here. Okay, so the appropriate way, not the Robin Snarky way, but the appropriate way to deal with this as a psychic is to first of all ask, did you at any time make an agreement with those beings to let them mess with your field? And on that, I'm getting a yes. And so let's find out if you made that agreement from a place of innocence. And I'm hearing, yes, that's correct. So often these very sophisticated dark beings in the inner realms, they will trick us and they will get us to agree to something that we don't actually, it's kind of like getting a cell phone these days, isn't it? Where you sign something and then you're like, oh my goodness. But anyway, so we're doing this. I'm sorry I'm all over the place, but your energy is all over the place. So I'm just trying to find it all and track it in. So these beings, we're going to call them the overlords of consequences. And have them come and remove them because they've broken universal law. They tricked you. They're tricksters. And so there they go. I can actually see them starting to leave your field. And then as they're leaving, let's go back to the work that you're doing intergalactically and make sure that even though it's benevolent, is that actually part of your soul purpose? Well, I'm getting some of it is and some of it isn't. So let's have like a discernment energy in there that you don't overgive because you're concerned about something. And, you know, you want to do what you can do, but it's like, you know, put your own oxygen mask on before you help someone else. Oh, there you go. Your energy is rebalancing now. Can you feel that at all, Linda?
A little bit.
Okay.
So in my teeth and gums.
Oh, perfect. Okay. So that makes a whole lot of sense to me. It's because of the mitochondrial DNA, which I was backing up the energy from quantum physics from the mitochondrial DNA, looking at the subthionic response particles, which is what we're clearing. And as it clears, it comes through the mitochondrial DNA. So this is great. You're going to feel a lot better. And let's get you back so that you can win that lottery. Thanks for calling, Linda.
Thank you, Linda.
All right. Thank you.
Take care. Have a beautiful day.
Bye-bye.
You know, I was just talking to someone before the show about how it feels like there's this, like, almost like dead air between, like, the support system that used to be there for a whole bunch of light workers that I know. And it's like, where's the system that was at least somewhat in place that was keeping us stable financially? And I think this is going to help correct the energy for a lot of people.
And the pandemic threw everybody off of everything. So light workers were oversensitive.
Oh, Lordy, you're right, Bob.
You know, we really got thrown off.
Yeah,
we've been crawling back.
Yeah.
And we're still crawling back.
You know, I'm glad that Bob brought that up because I wanted to visit a girlfriend yesterday who just in a restaurant downtown, and I couldn't even do that. I was just like, wow. But anyway, let's get back to this. Thank you.
Okay. Well, this is exciting. We have calls from all over the United States today. First call was from Illinois, and now we have Aina from Maryland, which is very exciting because we don't get a lot of calls from Maryland. We may never have gotten a call. So, Aina, welcome to Mystic Radio. Hey. You are on with Robin Alexis. Now you can talk.
Hey, Bob. Hi, Robin. I have a relationship question.
Okay.
All right. I've been dating someone for about a year, broke up with him because of communication issues. We broke up for about 3 months. 2 weeks ago, he said, I love you, profess his love. Should I trust him?
Well,
wait a second.
Oh, Bob's putting his hands up.
This is, I'll let you go in a second. What does your woman's intuition say?
Well, my initial...
No, now. No, now.
Oh. A few months ago, I did not. I understand him better now, of him not being able to be vulnerable. And he shuts down when he's under a lot of stress.
But okay, I'm going to just jump in. What does your woman's intuition say? Just that gong or clunk when you talk about this relationship?
I mean, I'm excited when I'm with him, but I don't know. I can take it or leave it. I don't know.
Okay. Okay, that makes sense.
You're up, Robin.
Yeah, thanks, Bob. Jeez. That was funny, weird, and good at the same time. Okay, so the question is, if you want to have a long-term relationship with anyone, whether they're male or female or anything, whether it's the earth or whatever, there are some times when it's not pleasant. And then we have to make the decision, do we want to, you know, shape-shift the energy of the relationship and renegotiate it and continue it? Or do we want to just walk away? And it sounds to me that there was a pause in your relationship, and now there's a possibility that you've worked through some things that it's worth exploring, because what you really want to do is decide what kind of relationship you want to have with this individual. If it's going to be long-term, then there's going to be some kinks, you know. I don't know if you've ever been married, but anybody listening to the show who's been married, you know, sometimes it's rocky. And I mean, I don't think Bob will mind me talking about it, that we've had some really rocky times. And what we've done this energetically and symbolically during those times is we literally took our wedding rings off and we did a cleansing ceremony on them. And then we talked about, okay, so we got in this big mess of communication and it's not working. So what did work? And then we would actually make a list, like what part of it was worth keeping. And then we'd think about, well, how can we change the things that didn't work into something that does work? And over decades of this, We now get along pretty good.
Now we get along great.
But it wasn't easy. And so if you are the type of person who's looking for a long-term relationship with a partner, and this person is showing up and you're feeling some intrigue with it, then what harm is there in you figuring out whether you would like to pursue it or not?
Okay.
You know, relationships are really hard, especially these days. They're really, really hard, and you really have to truly want to be in it and do the work and do the confrontation that needs to be done to stay in a healthy relationship.
You know, one of the tools that Bob and I found in marriage counseling is a process called heart-to-heart communication. And it's a very specific system where you and your partner sit down and you follow the protocol and you communicate that way, and hopefully you don't destroy each other in the process, because we had to learn how to even do that.
And if you want that process, you can email me at bob@robinalexis.com and I'll send you the process.
Yeah.
But I want to bring up something here. This is from a wonderful book, the first spiritual book I read, which was Illusions by Richard Bach. He also wrote Jonathan Livingston Seagull, which might be more that you know. But here's one of the sentences. The bond that links your true family is not one of blood, but of respect and joy in each other's life. Rarely do the members of one family grow up under the same roof. And we have found that. I have more close relationships with people I've never met through our business than I do with my family.
Yeah, and I just completely lost my train of thought, but it was really important, so hopefully it will come back. Oh, I know. It's my mother. My mother is deceased. She died in December 2018. Hi, Mom. My mother is here, and my mother was married to my father 66 years before she passed. And at their 60th wedding anniversary, my mother was asked, "How did you make it work?" And my mother gave a one-word answer: perseverance. And my parents' relationship was incredibly rocky until my father actually had a mental breakdown, because he gave him a Reiki attunement, and he had to, you know, go through this whole process of discovering things he'd been compartmentalizing. And in that process, as he got to, you know, be comfortable with himself, and my mom went to marriage counseling with him, they were able to end up having the last decades of their life together be so beautiful. And since my mom has crossed over, she's obviously right here, and she speaks to my father telepathically. She pats his heart. She touches his hand. So our soulful love relationships can be defined by love, but also by perseverance in decision making. So I say, why not? But that's up to you.
Go with your gut feeling or your woman's intuition.
And anybody listening, if you want that heart-to-heart communication system, email Bob at bob@robinalexis.com, and he'll email it to you. We already paid for it. We went to counseling, so you guys might as well have it. So what were you going to say, Ina?
Oh, no, I mean, you know, I think we both love each other. It's just, you know, I think you mentioned family. Coming from different families, the way people communicate or the lack of, I think that's different, the way we were raised.
And it's hard to communicate with men. I mean, it is. Women communicate all the time, but we get blocked up. And it's really hard to communicate with men, and it's a lot of work sometimes.
Well, and I don't know about the man stuff. I don't remember that from my past lives. But what I will say is that something that came up in marriage counseling for Bob and I is he comes from an Italian background, and I come from a Puritan, you know, the woman is supposed to be quiet and shut up and obey her husband, and oh my God, what a wreck. So I'm like too quiet, and he was too loud, and finally we figured it out, and then we fought about that for a while, and here we are, and we have the show, and we're still surviving.
23 years we've been together, and I don't know about Robin, but I will put this out there. This is my fourth marriage. But we've been together, we've been together 23 years now, coming up in September. Really, from the first minute we met each other.
Yeah, it was kind of trippy. Well, we could talk about that, too, but we have other callers.
Yes, we do. So, hey, it's a great call. Good luck.
Yeah, thank you.
And you know what? Call back and let us know how it's going.
Yeah, good luck to both of you.
After this marriage council session that you got.
Okay, I'll send you an email. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Thanks a lot. If you want to talk to Robin today, the toll-free number is 888-298-5569. Locally in Seattle, 425-373-5527. Call us now. Get in the queue. Talk to Robin. This is Mystic Radio, and we will be back after these messages.
Mystic medium and metaphysical mother Robin Alexis is once again inviting you to schedule your personal one-on-one phone sessions with her. Robin offers you her expertise with a psychology background and her acclaimed metaphysical skills. She's a Reiki master and has been in private practice assisting people to figure out their life concerns for over 30 years. Whether you've just heard about her or like thousands of others who've worked with her on Mystic Radio and in personal readings, you know a session with Robin Alexis can change your life. Robin has a profound skill set that includes past life readings and being a medium who speaks with family, friends, and pets who've transitioned. Robin is also an adept medical intuitive whose abilities range from being able to balance your chakras and energy systems to having a special gift of helping mothers to become pregnant when nothing else has worked. Mystic Robin Alexis can assist you to feel the power of your own mind, your own heart, and your own ability to create the life you deserve. Schedule your sessions with Robin now in the Mystic Store at robinalexis.com. That's robinalexis.com or call 530-859-2499. That's 530-859-2499. Call, schedule your appointment, and change your life now.
Would you like to experience a Reiki week with me? This is Robin Alexis, and I am a Reiki master. You can choose to experience 1 hour a day where I send you remote Reiki healing. And during that time, because I'm clairvoyant, I probably will see all kinds of information about what's going on with you. After the session, I will text you and give you all the visions and experiences that I saw that you went through. You can then respond with questions if you choose. So if you would like to experience a Reiki week with Robin, that's me. I would love to experience that with you. Please call Bob at 530-859-2499 and he will get you scheduled. That's Bob at 530-859-2499.
When is the last time that you felt joy-filled and free in your own body, mind, and emotions? That energy of joy in you is what I assist you to reset and restore. I'm Joy Air, and my company is Freedom with Joy. And I sponsor Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. What is Freedom with Joy? I assist people to get rid of their baggage without having to analyze or relive it. It's just gone, and you get your life back. Joy is an energy, and everything in the world has energy. Our bodies are no exception. When you have emotional baggage from the past, it blocks you from living your full life of love and joy. I'm a certified practitioner of Dr. Bradley Nelson's energy healing modalities, the Emotion Code and the Body Code. This work quite often produces marvelous results and wonderful benefits, so you can be free to live in abundant health, love, and happiness. These tools are not meant to replace any medical treatment, but if your body or mind is feeling heavy instead of joy-filled, let me assist you to relieve your burdens and lighten your spirit. Openings for new clients are filling up, so grab this opportunity to schedule a session with me. Call now to schedule your appointment for a free discovery call. 360-582-6595. That's 360-582-6595. You too could experience freedom with joy.
I am Robin Alexis. I write books because I am so concerned about what is going on in the world today. I cannot stay idle and do nothing while children are being murdered in their schools and homes. I feel each of us can make a difference by choosing love as the energy behind our everyday decisions. When 51% of an energy goes in one direction, the other 49% has to follow. I've written 3 books, Spirit Lady, The Gift of Robin Song, Raising Humanity, Why We All Must Remember, and the book for everybody, Donkeys, Humans, Butterflies, and Guns. Choose love, and please read my books. You matter more than you realize. Go to Amazon.com and search Robin Alexis to find these books. And thank you so much for choosing love.
Be sure to support the sponsors of your favorite shows on Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis from Mystical Mountchester, California. If it's Wednesday or Sunday, it's Mystic Radio.
And if you would like to schedule any kind of healing work with me, you can call Bob at 530-859-2499 or visit the website robinalexis.com and book in the Mystic Store. If you do go to the website, I just channeled another message from Mary Magdalene last night, so be sure and check out the blogs. Bob?
If you have a metaphysical question for Robin Alexis, the toll-free number is 888-298-5569, locally in Seattle, 425-373-5527. Let's get back to our beautiful callers today, and I think this might be the first call we ever got from North Dakota.
Oh, no, I'm pretty sure I recognize her frequency. Let's
okay.
get her on the air and
okay.
see who she
Lindsay
is.
Lindsay from North Dakota,
Hi.
You're on with Robin Alexis.
Hi, I've called before. I might be your only fan in North Dakota.
Okay, maybe that's it.
That's so funny. Oh, Lindsay, good to hear from you. How can we serve you?
Okay, so the last few months have been a whirlwind in my household. My whole family has been going through a transformation. It's been amazing and wonderful. But I think I'm at the point now where I'm ready to start dealing with my weight issues and basically self-love. And I feel like I just have this feeling that this is one of my big life lessons. I don't know. Tell me if I'm wrong. But I want to know if there's any guidance for me as I am trying to get on this journey and get myself healthy.
Well, I do agree with you that one of your most significant soul missions in this lifetime is to embody self-love. And I do see this is a past life issue. It is a karmic pattern issue for you. So the energy of your overlighting diva of your Akashic records has stepped forward and is offering to help your higher self. And your higher self is like cringing away. And so that's the first step, is to find out. Well, your higher self is saying that she wants me to go higher. So let's go to your master higher self and see if that will. Okay, no, we're going to go to your quantum higher self. Okay, that will work. So we have your, and this has never happened before either. I love this show. You never know what's going to happen. So your quantum higher self of your quantum body is who is willing to take the hand of the overlighting diva of your Akashic records. And you are now entering, you are now in the room, and you are seated down with your quantum high self. And let's see who Archangel Michael brings into the room. Oh, you need a lot of soul retrievals. Okay, so are we talking hundreds, thousands? We're talking thousands. We've got thousands of lifetimes where you have not spoken kindly to yourself about yourself. So ultimately what that has created is a karmic pattern of self-cursing. And so your energy system of your human self, because it's got all this self-cursing frequency in there, it really needs a serious clearing. And I think when Bob is a little settled down here, I'm going to ask him to play the gong to see if that will help move some of the sticky energy out. 7 times, please. There you go. The energy's starting to move. So, Lindsay, can you just say yes or no? Do you feel a shift in your body happening or not?
Yes.
Okay. Because I was seeing it in your body. I'm glad you're also experiencing it. That's very rapid turnaround for you to release a multi-lifetime karmic pattern of self-cursing. And like I said, that's just a huge movement of energy. And I've never seen a quantum high self of a quantum body go into a karmic boardroom, especially live on there. I might have done it when I was in a private session and just don't remember it. But this is massive transformation. So your quantum high self of your quantum body is standing up now. And let's see what's going to happen with the energies of you on the other side of the table. They're still clearing. So we're not going to be able to finish this like in a snap here live on the air. You need to know that you are active in a healing process. You are going to remain, unless you bring yourself out, you're going to remain in this karmic boardroom until you have cleared all of that self-cursing and you've cleared the pattern of negative self-talk to yourself. And you're willing to receive a leveling up to have your body exist and dwell in the quantum physics of that type of body, that it is, it kind of moves from a water-based body to a light-based body. And so you want to be able to, you know, move back and forth between both, but you are clearing out all that energy so that should you decide to have experiences in your body or out of your body in your light body, it's like a dance. You'd be able to move back and forth with cleansed safety. Now, this is something I want to bring up with Linda, the first caller. She's doing that. But then she was getting hit financially. So when Linda cleared that out, so it makes it more safe for you to get yourself together and also be grounded enough to keep having the sustenance of financial support that you need to exist here in human form. There you go. That's good.
What you talked about, it sounds very complicated. Is there an easy way for her to do what you're saying?
So let's see, Lindsay, what is an easy, well, it's a decision. So the decision is, I would certainly listen to the archive of the show. If you're not already subscribed to the YouTube channel, please do that so you'll get an email to know when it goes up. And re-listen to this, because basically what happened here is you made a decision as a soul before you even came into human form this time, that you wanted to heal all of this karmic pattern and you wanted to really step into the brilliance and beauty and health of who you are. So as long as you continue to have that decision, that is basically what she needs to do, Bob, is just to own the decision and allow herself to experience the healing, give herself permission to be that glorious and that magnificent. And I would also use the Reiki healing portal on my website, the one that uses the violet flame, because this is, you know, self-forgiveness to self-love. The violet flame is very useful with that.
And the website is robinalexis.com.
Yes.
And you can also get the... Okay, and you can get it from the YouTube channel. You can get this tonight on the YouTube channel, today's show, so you can listen to it again.
And I want to say, Lindsay, you may be our only fan from North Dakota, but I'm feeling right now hundreds of people are listening, and they are making the same decision that you made, that they want to also experience this. So you just, like, open the door for people to understand how they can take accountability and correct their own energy into a higher octave. So talk about messaging. That's beautiful, Lindsay. Thank you for doing it. Thank you for coming on the air and doing it live.
That makes you a
surrogate healer.
Surrogate healer. Thank you, Lindsay, for the call.
Thank you.
And keep going in North Dakota. Call back. Our one fan in North Dakota.
Thank you.
Take care. Thank you. If you want to talk to Robin today, everybody on hold. Hold on. We'll get to you today. But if you want to call Robin, talk to Robin today, the toll-free number, 888-298-5569. Locally in Seattle, 425-373-5527. This is Mystic Radio, and we will be back after your messages.
Mystic medium and metaphysical mother Robin Alexis is once again inviting you to schedule your personal one-on-one phone sessions with her. Robin offers you her expertise with a psychology background and her acclaimed metaphysical skills. She's a Reiki master and has been in private practice assisting people to figure out their life concerns for over 30 years. Whether you've just heard about her or like thousands of others who've worked with her on Mystic Radio and in personal readings, you know a session with Robin Alexis can change your life. Robin has a profound skill set that includes past life readings and being a medium who speaks with family, friends, and pets who've transitioned. Robin is also an adept medical intuitive whose abilities range from being able to balance your chakras and energy systems to having a special gift of helping mothers to become pregnant when nothing else has worked. Mystic Robin Alexis can assist you to feel the power of your own mind, your own heart, and your own ability to create the life you deserve. Schedule your sessions with Robin now in the Mystic Store at robinalexis.com. That's robinalexis.com or call 530-859-2499. That's 530-859-2499. Call, schedule your appointment, and change your life now.
What is an intuitive life coach? A professional who can help you access your intuition and use intuition to improve your life. Robin Alexis has been assisting people to know, trust, and act upon their own intuitive knowing for over 25 years. She's discovered that getting a past life reading is one of the best ways to connect with your own intuition. Why? Because intuition comes from the soul collective memory of all your past lives, not just what you experienced in one lifetime. Robin Alexis is one of the premier past life readers on the planet today. Set your goal now to let Robin Alexis read your past lives. It will enhance your intuitive knowing. Don't let another year go by that you ignore this gift from within yourself. Call Bob at 530-859-2499. That's 530-859-2499 to schedule or purchase your session in the Mystic Store at robinalexis.com. That's robinalexis.com. If your intuition is nudging you to schedule a past life reading with Robin Alexis, don't wait. Do it now.
When is the last time that you felt joy-filled and free in your own body, mind, and emotions? That energy of joy in you is what I assist you to reset and restore. I'm Joy Air, and my company is Freedom with Joy. And I sponsor Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. What is Freedom with Joy? I assist people to get rid of their baggage without having to analyze or relive it. It's just gone, and you get your life back. Joy is an energy, and everything in the world has energy. Our bodies are no exception. When you have emotional baggage from the past, it blocks you from living your full life of love and joy. I'm a certified practitioner of Dr. Bradley Nelson's energy healing modalities, the Emotion Code, and the Body Code. This work quite often produces marvelous results and wonderful benefits, so you can be free to live in abundant health, love, and happiness. These tools are not meant to replace any medical treatment, but if your body or mind is feeling heavy instead of joy-filled, let me assist you to relieve your burdens and lighten your spirit. Openings for new clients are filling up, so grab this opportunity to schedule a session with me. Call now to schedule your appointment for a free discovery call. 360-582-6595. That's 360-582-6595. 6595. You too could experience freedom with joy.
Wanting to get wrapped up in a good book, but just don't have the time to sit down and enjoy reading? Robin Alexis now has her book, Spirit Lady, The Gift of Robin Song, available as an audiobook. Listen along to Robin's extraordinary experiences that led her to become the metaphysical mother she is today. You can find Robin Alexis's book, Spirit Lady, The Gift of Robin Song, on Amazon, Audible, and iTunes.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/1150KKNW.
Welcome back to Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis from mystical Mount Shasta, California. And if it's Wednesday or Sunday, it's Mystic Radio. To schedule your one-on-one sessions with Robin, you can call me at 530-859-2499 or visit robinalexis.com and book your private session in the Mystic Store. And while you're on the website at robinalexis.com, you're invited to listen to the archive of Mystic Radio and receive free Reiki healings and discover the tantalizing information in Robin's blogs. And you can follow her on Facebook at Robin Alexis. Let's get back to our callers right now. And we've got Connie from Oregon. Connie, welcome to Mystic Radio. You're on with Robin Alexis.
Thank you, Bob. Hello, Robin. And thank you for offering your special gift to us all. I'm going to ask my question first because I keep getting cut off, and this will explain why I'm asking this question. I feel like in the last 90 days, it feels like a spiritual attack coming through physical ailments, and so I am asking for help in releasing what feels like that attack. I got injured 3 months ago. It's taken me out of my normal work schedule, grounded at my home, went to a beautiful retreat earlier in May. When I got back, I got physically ill for 48 hours, not able to get out of bed.
Yeah, and then I can see you've definitely picked something up. I'm sorry to jump in, but I want to make sure that I can really go in where we need to go. Okay, so I do see a life form, and where it is, it's right underneath your collarbones. So it's going horizontal, and it's inhabiting your body right across there. And I'm just looking right into the eyes of this thing and seeing if it's going to go nicely. And it's not. It definitely has burrowed into you. So let's see here. First of all, let's ask, on some level, did you give permission for this to be here? And I do get a yes. So same question that we asked a previous caller. Did Connie actually know that she knew what she was agreeing to when she agreed to host whatever life form you are? Okay, so we're going to call on the overlords of consequences, because when something breaks universal law, there are beings who can come in. Okay, there it goes. It's starting to move out of your body, and it's not even going nicely with the overlords of consequences, and it does seem like it's sort of like hatched in or burrowed in there. So it's done some damage on some level of your system. And so let's keep clearing that out. So with the authority vested within us by Mother, Father, God, I command all eggs, barbs, nesting material, foam, shards, spaceships, walk-ins, mind control programs, false light, false holograms, anything that is out of alignment with Connie's higher self and this time and space, be released, wiped off clean, sent back to source, null and void of all information, instructing those beings of universal law, and calling upon higher consciousness to send forgiveness now. And I would also like for Connie's higher self to take note that it sounds like Connie does not want to have these kinds of experiences anymore, where she moves into a spiritual state and then innocently gives her power away to something that she doesn't even realize that she's doing. That gig is up. She's learned that those things can happen, and she's asking for her well-being to be restored. She's learned what she needed to learn. She needs all the emotional charge released. And there we go. I can feel the energy starting to shift. What are you feeling? Just say yes or no. Are you feeling any shift in your body, Connie?
Yes. It's, okay. Like the whole left side of my body is opening up.
Good. Okay, so healing will continue to be perpetuated. For you, I would use the Reiki Healing Portal on my website that works with Mary Magdalene. Okay?
Okay.
And you're going to need to, you know, do your own cleanup on this. You know, we started it live on the air, but please follow up with the Reiki Healing Portal, okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right.
And
take care.
Call back and give us a progress report, okay, Connie?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. We're going to go to Detroit, and we've got Nana with us. Hi, Nana. Welcome to Mystic Radio. You're on with Robin Alexis.
Hi. I was just wondering, do you see me moving from where I live to somewhere else?
I'm going to jump in here and say, I hope you do, because I know where you're living.
Okay, so Nana, let's look at the overlighting diva or angel of where you're living now, and you actually have a really good one. I think that even though, you know, it's not as physically comfortable as you want it to be, there is a being here that's letting us know that that so far you've been there on purpose and on point, and you're bringing a lot of light, like an anchor of light, into that area. So, let's find out. Yes, you can move. Okay. So what I'm hearing is you have, I can't remember what you call yourself. Goddess of the Hood. Is that it?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay, so this angel that's with you, the overlighting diva angel, she's going to continue to be with you, but she says you have done what you needed to do at that particular location. And so let's bring in some opportunity for you. And when I go to bring in the opportunity frequency, I feel like there's some part of you that's not willing to receive it. And so this is one of those times where I would recommend Joy Ayer's work, Freedom with Joy. And let's just call in her high self, if her high self is willing to come in on the show. And then also she does do a free description call, so you could call her up and find out what she does and see if that's something that you would like to experience in your healing journey to help you get relocated. There you go. Your energy shifting. I think Joy must be listening because I can feel a healing coming through.
And I will just tell you, the deer came back in our sitting in our backyard right now. So the deer mean be gentle to yourself, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
I see the deer out in the backyard.
Wow. So Nana, you have finished what you went to do as Goddess of the Hood, and now it is okay for you to physically move. And like I said, you want to be able to receive that hand up from the universe, because you're pretty ticked off about being stuck there for so long. But you don't want – it's okay for you to feel that.
Fortunes can move, too.
Well, fortunes can come. Unexpected things can come. If something's right and you're open to it, miracles do happen.
Well, I have another friend who's calling. She's should be got through by now.
Well, Regina. It's coming to the end of the show, so we're probably not going to be able to get to anybody else. But do you have any other issues you want to talk to Robin about?
Well, thank you. And
wait. You can stay on. And do you have any other issues you want to talk to Robin about?
Well, mostly it's just the financial and being.
So maybe that
I do want to move out of here.
Okay, so let's talk about that. The first call today was Linda from Illinois, and she too is a light worker, right? And we were finding that there's some nasty little dudes, dark energies in there that were monkeying with people who are offering their services that way and kind of pulling the rug out from underneath us so that we feel abandoned. And that is a trick. We cannot give up on the fact that the universe is here for us. There are cosmic beings and cosmic laws, and we just have to open ourselves up and keep trusting and choosing and believing that what is ours will come to us. Because as long as we allow ourselves to receive what is in our highest and holiest, it will come. And what I suggest to you, Nana, is before you go to sleep at night, I would like you to imagine that you are living in the place that you want to be living in. And so that before you go to sleep at night, when you're dropping into that subconscious mind, you're programming your belief systems to give you what you want. And that is the gift of the end of the show. Love you, Nana.
Love you, Nana. Love you. Thanks for calling. Goddess of the Hood. This is Mystic Radio, and we will be back after these messages.
Mystic medium and metaphysical mother Robin Alexis is once again inviting you to schedule your personal one-on-one phone sessions with her. Robin offers you her expertise with a psychology background and her acclaimed metaphysical skills. She's a Reiki master and has been in private practice assisting people to figure out their life concerns for over 30 years. Whether you've just heard about her or like thousands of others who've worked with her on Mystic Radio and in personal readings, you know a session with Robin Alexis can change your life. Robin has a profound skill set that includes past life readings and being a medium who speaks with family, friends, and pets who've transitioned. Robin is also an adept medical intuitive whose abilities range from being able to balance your chakras and energy systems to having a special gift of helping mothers to become pregnant when nothing else has worked. Mystic Robin Alexis can assist you to feel the power of your own mind, your own heart, and your own ability to create the life you deserve. Schedule your sessions with Robin now in the Mystic Store at robinalexis.com. That's robinalexis.com or call 530-859-2499. That's 530-859-2499. Call, schedule your appointment, and change your life now.
Would you like to experience a Reiki week with me? This is Robin Alexis, and I am a Reiki master. You can choose to experience 1 hour a day where I send you remote Reiki healing. And during that time, because I'm clairvoyant, I probably will see all kinds of information about what's going on with you. After the session, I will text you and give you all the visions and experiences that I saw that you went through. You can then respond with questions if you choose. So if you would like to experience a Reiki week with Robin, that's me. I would love to experience that with you. Please call Bob at 530-859-2499 and he will get you scheduled. That's Bob at 530-859-2499.
When is the last time that you felt joy-filled and free in your own body, mind, and emotions? That energy of joy in you is what I assist you to reset and restore. I'm Joy Air, and my company is Freedom with Joy. And I sponsor Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. What is Freedom with Joy? I assist people to get rid of their baggage without having to analyze or relive it. It's just gone, and you get your life back. Joy is an energy, and everything in the world has energy. Our bodies are no exception. When you have emotional baggage from the past, it blocks you from living your full life of love and joy. I'm a certified practitioner of Dr. Bradley Nelson's energy healing modalities, the Emotion Code and the Body Code. This work quite often produces marvelous results and wonderful benefits, so you can be free to live in abundant health, love, and happiness. These tools are not meant to replace any medical treatment, but if your body or mind is feeling heavy instead of joy-filled, let me assist you to relieve your burdens and lighten your spirit. Openings for new clients are filling up, so grab this opportunity to schedule a session with me. Call now to schedule your appointment for a free discovery call. 360-582-6595. That's 360-582-6595. You too could experience freedom with joy.
Audiobooks are a great way for us to take along our favorite stories as we go about our busy lives. And now you can download Robin Alexis's latest audiobook, Spirit Lady, The Gift of Robin's Song, and hear about Robin's struggle to trust her own soul's wisdom and let it inspire you to do the same. Go to Amazon, Audible, or iTunes and download Spirit Lady, The Gift of Robin's Song, today.
Giving local voices a chance to shine. Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis from Mystical, Manchester, California. And If it's Wednesday or Sunday, it's Mystic Radio. Now, to schedule your private one-on-one sessions with Robin, you can call me at 530-859-2499, or you can check out the Mystic store on our website, robinalexis.com, for details, and you can follow Robin on Facebook at Robin Alexis. We had a wonderful, wonderful show today. The callers make the show what it is.
And if anybody's out there wants that heart-to-heart communication technique that Bob and I use to stay sane in our marriage together, email bob@robinalexis.com.
Thanks to all our wonderful callers today. You make the show what it is. And thanks to Eric back in the studio, flying this bus for us here today at Mystic Radio from mystical Mount Shasta, California. We will see you next week right here, Mystic Radio, every Wednesday, 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. We now are closing this sacred hour of healing with Robin Alexis on Mystic Radio today.